感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来到神的殿中。
Thank God that this morning we come to the presence of God again.
我们一起来读一段圣经的经文，是在约翰福音三章三十一到三十六节。
Well, to read today's scripture, it's found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 31 to 36.
我们大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文。我们一起来读《约翰福音》三章三十一到三十六节。
Let's read the word of God together.
三十一节起，从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地。从天上来的是在万有之上，他将所见所闻的见证出来。只是没有人领受他的见证，那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。父爱子，已经万有交在他手里，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。好，神的话语我们就读到这里，我们来祷告。
That's the word of God. Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, you gave us your word through the Bible.
借着神的话语，借着圣经，我们认识主耶稣基督。
So the word of God, we know Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督，是我们生命的粮食。
Jesus Christ is the bread of our life.
主耶稣基督也告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中一切话。
Jesus Christ also teaches us people live not by food alone, but by the word of God.
愿圣灵光照我们，带领我们。让我们从神的话语当中得着这生命的粮食。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us so that from the word of God we have the bread of life.
让我们里面被圣灵所重生的生命能够成长，能够刚强。
So the inside life that was given new birth of Holy Spirit, we can become strong and...
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
在我们刚才所读的圣经当中，我们可以非常清楚的可以看到，主耶稣基督是从天上来的，是在万有之上。
And from the scripture we just read, and we can see very clear that Jesus Christ come from heaven, from the above, and is above all.
主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上所传讲的呢，是天上的事情。
And Jesus.Christ is the word of God and become afresh, come to this world and come to preach the heavenly thing.
所以我们看到主耶稣基督的教训，他常常说，天国是这样的，天国是这样的。
And so we can see the teaching of Christ, often the time he will say, the kingdom of heaven, so on and so.
主耶稣基督用很多的教训，用很多的比喻来描绘天国是怎样的。
And Jesus in his teaching is a lot of parable to describe what heaven, a kingdom of heaven looks like.
主耶稣基督从来没有讲，这地上的国是应该是怎样。
And Jesus never teaches how the earthly kingdom should be looks like.
当耶稣从死里复活之后，四十天之久，耶稣给他的门徒讲天国的事情。
And after the resurrection, in 40 days, and Jesus preached heavenly things to his disciples.
但这四十天结束之后，耶稣的门徒还在问耶稣说，你复兴大卫的国是什么时候呢？
But unfortunately, in the end of 40 days, his disciples still ask Jesus, what is the time you will be revived the kingdom of David?
所以从这我们可以非常遗憾地看到，耶稣从死里复活花了四十天的时间给他的门徒讲天上的事。
So you can see very regrettably that Jesus spent 40 days and preached the kingdom of heaven to his disciples.
但这四十天结束之后，他的门徒仍然在问耶稣，这大卫的国什么时候可以复兴呢？
And but unfortunately, at the end of 40 days, his disciples ask Jesus, and when does the kingdom of David should be reestablished?
也就是说，这门徒心中一直在想，这地上大卫的国或者以色列的国。
Basically, that implies that his disciple has been always thinking about the kingdom of David. That's the earthly kingdom.
啊，当然。从我们人的逻辑上讲，他们这样想非常自然，因为那个时候，以色列的国已经灭亡了，被罗马人殖民统治。
And of course, it's very natural for us to think from earthly point of view, because at that time, the Israelites, their country actually destroyed as colonized by the Roman Empire.
啊，他们在想，啊，我们被罗马人已经压迫这么久了。啊，我们要起来，我们要反抗，我们要复兴我们自己的国。
And for the Israelite nation, they were thinking about this. We have been oppressed by Roman Empire so many times. We need to rise. We need to resist. We need to reestablish our own kingdom.
但是他们忘记了，主耶稣基督是从天上来的，他讲天上的事。
But they forgot that Jesus is coming from above, and he talk about things all above.
啊，在当时耶稣的门徒心中，他们想的是地上的国。
And his disciple, what they think is the earthly kingdom.
但是耶稣教导他们，你们不要再总是想地上的国，你们要想天上的国。
But Jesus teach them that you are not thinking about the earthly kingdom, but think about the kingdom of heaven.
啊，所以五旬节之后啊，门徒被圣灵充满，他们起来讲耶稣基督的福音。
So you can see in the Pentecost, when the disciples were filled by the Holy Spirit, now they stood up and they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们那个时候我们就看到，那个时候门徒再不关心地上大卫的国了，他们传福音给以色列民听，也给外邦人听。
And you can see at that time, from then on, the disciples no longer care about the earthly kingdom, and they started to preach the gospel.They preach the gospel to the Jews. They preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
然后，过不多久，门徒们就离开耶路撒冷，就是散布到全地，散布到外邦人的地方，把福音带给外邦人。
And short after that, and they will leave Jerusalem and go to all the place and spread out to preach the gospel to all the people.
然后那个时候我们会看见，那时候门徒一心所想的不再是如何复兴一个地上大卫的国，而是在想我们怎么样在这地上能够建立神的国。
So that from then on, the disciples no longer think about how to establish the kingdom of David on earth, but they think about how on the earth they can expand the kingdom of heaven.
所以，正如主耶稣基督来的。天国近了，神的国近了，你们要悔改。
And that just like Jesus comes, the before Jesus comes, the message is that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent.
耶稣不是说大卫的国复兴的日子近了，耶稣不是这样讲的。
And Jesus didn't say that the revival kingdom of David is at hand.
耶稣说的是天国近。
And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
什么样的人可以进入天国呢？
What kind of people can enter the kingdom of heaven?
一切认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣基督的人。
All those people repented, confess their sin, repented, and accept Jesus Christ.
无论你是犹太人或者你不是犹太人。
Regardless you Jews or non-Jews.
无论你是这个文化当中的人或者那个文化当中的人。
Whether you're in this culture or in the other culture.
无论你是一个自由人或者你是一个奴隶。
Whether you're a free man or you're a slave.
所以主耶稣基督说，在天国的宴席有万国万民，从万国万民，从东南西北，神的选民会来到天国的宴席。
And therefore Jesus teach in the feast of heaven, there is a people from all the nations, all the tribes.
所以我们可以看见，后来耶稣的门徒确实是转变了，他们不再是为这个地上大卫的国奋斗，他们乃是为神的国而把自己一切都摆上。
So later on, we can see that the disciple Jesus indeed they changed. They no longer hope for the kingdom of heaven, David on earth, but they put all their heart energy in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们今天来读约翰福音三章三十一到三十六节的经文，这其实让我们回到一个最基本的一个起点，我们怎么来认识主耶稣基督。
So, today when we read the book of John, chapter 3, 31 to 36, actually it brings us to a very fundamental starting point. That is, how do we know and how do we learn and know about Jesus Christ?
耶稣是从天上来。
And the fundamental point is that he has come from heaven, above.
他所传讲的是天上来的真理。是永恒的真理。
And all he preach is the truth from the heaven. It's the eternal truth.
那么，那些只是讲这个地上事情的人，他们不是从天上来的，他们是从地上来的。
And the people who talk about only the earthly things, and they are not come from above, they come from the earth.
但是呢，耶稣他讲天上来的真理，但是地上的人呢却不接受。
And Jesus came to speak the truth of the heaven, but the earth people does not receive it.
但是有一些人接受，有一些人相信，有一些人领受了耶稣所讲的天上的真理。
But some of them they received.
那么圣经说，上帝就把这样的人印上印，就证明神是真的。
And the Bible said, for those who received and his testimony, and God actually certified them.
我们想这个印，我们什么时候会用到这个印？我们在什么东西上会按一个印？我们要达到一个什么目的
？So we think about this certify or certification or something will put us things certified. For what purpose we do that?
就是那个印章啊，所以很多时候我们在一个东西上，比如说有些画家哈，他画了一幅画，哎，结果呢，他在这个画上按印上他的印，这就证明这个画是属于他的。
Think about sometimes a painter put a painting and then he put his seal on this painting.And to show that this is of him.
所以神把一些人按上印，其实这是非常形象的表达，这些人是属于神的。
And so here we said God certified them is just very vivid picture as like God put a seal on them, and to symbolize that they are of God.
那么耶稣把这些人按上印，就说明这些人是属于耶稣的。
And so here that Jesus has certified them and basically said that Jesus put a seal on them saying that those people are of Jesus.
耶稣是从天上来的。
And he's from heaven.
那么圣经也告诉我们一切信靠主耶稣基督的人也不再是从这个地上的血气所生的乃是从圣灵生的。
And also Bible teaches us all those who trust in Jesus Christ is no longer born of the flesh.But they were born of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督说，一个一切信靠耶稣的人，那认罪悔改就是被圣灵所重生的人，他们也成为属天的人，他们也不再是这个地上的属血气的人了。
And the Bible also teaches for those who confess their sin, repentant, and trust in Jesus, and they're no longer of earthly people, they are belong to heaven.
所以，属耶稣的人，属天的人。哎，他就接受这个属天的真理。
So people of Jesus of heaven, and they will receive the truth from heaven.
那么属地的人呢，他就喜欢听这个属地的话，他就不接受属天的真理。
And the people of the earth, they like to hear the things of the earth, and they do not receive the truth from heaven.
然后到三十六节这里说，信子的人有永生。
And of course, come to verse 36, that who believe in the Son have everlasting life.
从上文来看，就是这些被耶稣、被神按上印的人，他们是有永生的。
Or from the pretext, we can see that the those who believe is those people who be sealed by Jesus Christ.
那这些属灵的、属天的人，他们有永生。
And those people of the Spirit, born of the Spirit and of the heaven, they have the eternal everlasting life.
那么不信耶稣的人，他们还是属地的。
And who do not believe the Son, and they are of the earth.
当然没有永生。
And they have, do not have the everlasting life.
但是更可怕的是，神的震怒藏在他们身上。
And even further, that the wrath of God abides on him.
刚才我们所读的经文也让我们看到，这个，属地的人是不领受耶稣所说的话，不领受耶稣的见证的。
And the passages teach us those who are on earth do not receive the word of God, do not receive His testimony.
事实上，我们来看耶稣基督的教训，他事实上颠覆了这个世人很多很多的观念，完全彻底的颠覆了。
And if from the Bible we can see that Jesus' testimony or Jesus' teaching actually completely turned upside down a lot of earthly thinking.
耶稣的话颠覆了这个世界上的价值观，什么是有价值的，什么是贵的，什么是贱的。
And Jesus' teaching, first of all, Jesus' teaching turned the world value system upside down.And how the world views things of a value of no value.
所以在约翰福音六章二十七节，主耶稣说：“不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。”
So John 6:27 said, "Do not labor for the food that will be perished, but for the food which endures to everlasting life."
我们华人有一句话，就是民以食为天，就是这个地上的食物最重要了。
And in the Chinese culture, we have a saying that people is that the food is the sky. It's basically saying food is the most important thing in a person's life.
圣经也说，那些不信神的人，他们的肚腹就是他们的神。
And the Bible also teaches for those who not believe in God, their belly is their God.
当然，这个必然朽坏的食物也指我们在今生那些可以满足我们各样欲望的那些东西。
Of course, this here, the food which perish, it's not only just food, also all refer to all the things today can satisfy our earthly desire.
主耶稣说：“不要为这些东西劳力。”
And Jesus said, "Don't labor for those things."
要为那永恒的食物。
And it should be labor for those who last forever. Endures to the life.
那么对于世人来说呢，那跟他们心中原来的这个价值观念完全相反了。
So in that view, Jesus is this teaching is completely turned the value system upside down.
这些食物，这些财富，这些黄金，这些资产，这都是实实在在的，世人为这些去奋斗的，去努力的。
In earthly view, those food and those possessions, those valuable items, gold, and those are very real value, and people actually fight for, work for them.
那你说永生的食物，看不见摸不到。
But you talk about everlasting food that I cannot see, I cannot touch.
那么主耶稣在马太福音也说要不要积攒财宝在地上，要积攒财宝在天上。
And Jesus in book of Matthew he also said do not lay up yourself the treasure on earth but save the treasure in heaven.
这也颠覆世人的这个价值观念。
And this also turned an earthly value system upside down.
我们华人的这个传统，我们是非常喜欢存钱的民族。
And Chinese culture, we are people so willing to accumulate the treasure or money, save money.
但事实上，我们华人也是非常喜欢花钱的。
Of course, Chinese culture that we are also enjoy to spend money.
今天我们知道，在这个世界上最大的奢侈品消费市场在哪里？
Today on this earth, do you know where is the biggest luxury item market?
在中国大陆哈。
In the mainland China.
就花起钱来也是很大方。
So people can have spend a lot of that amount of money.
所以呢， 鸡蛋财宝在地上啊，我要最贵的车，我要最好的房子，哇，我要最多的财富。
So accumulate treasure on earth. I want the best car. I want the best possession. I want the best house.
但是耶稣说，你这样做一点用，一点意义都没有。鸡蛋财宝在天上。
But what Jesus is teaching is that you have no meaning to do all these things. You should accumulate treasure in heaven.
所以就把人的价值观全部颠覆了。
So Jesus' teaching actually turned people's value system actually upside down.
那么在马太福音六章，主耶稣就说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，就是说你不能又来侍奉神，又来侍奉金钱。
In the book of Matthew, that Jesus teaches that one person cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and serve the money at the same time.
所以侍奉上帝和侍奉金钱是没有办法同时进行的。
So Jesus basically says, serve God and serve money, you cannot do it at the same time.
所以这其实把人的价值系统又颠覆了，因为很多人来信上帝，他其实为了得到金钱。
And this also upturned people's value system upside down, because a lot of people come to serve God, they actually come to serve God in order to gain money.
因为圣经说有这样的人呢，他以金钱为得利的门路，就是以对上帝的那种金钱虔诚，他其实是为了谋利。
And because Bible does teach that some people actually use the godly thing as a way to gain the money, to gain the profit.
所以上帝、金钱这个没有办法统一在一起啊。但是你看这个世界，很多时候人们把它统一在一起。
So.Jesus basically says, God, money, you cannot kind of unite them together. But in this world, they do have a people try to mix them up together. And they put God in the money.
所以耶稣的教训颠覆世人的价值观念。
So Jesus' teaching turned people's value system upside down.
耶稣的话颠覆人们的这种尊卑观念。
And God's teaching, Jesus' teaching also turned people's so-called honorable system upside down.
就是有些人就说，哎呀，觉得那些贪财的人、爱钱的人，哎呀，他们就是不高尚啊，我很高尚，我不追求钱啊，但是我追求要成为一个高尚的人。
Maybe we run into this type of people. They don't think those people pursue money is very honorable. I'm not like them. I'm an honorable person, decent person. I pursue honorable thing.
或者有些人说这个钱有什么用啊？权力更有用啊。
And maybe someone said money actually has no use, and power actually has more use.
这个二次世界大战。还没有爆发的时候，犹太人非常有钱，对不对
？And before the start of World War II, Jew actually has a lot of money.
但是，当这个世界的权力这种暴政起来，你看犹太人多么可怜啊
！So, but when the world power and the tyranny comes up, and you can see how the Jews were into what kind of terrible situation.
所以说啊，权力更好啊，或者说。就是我要追求一个，就是人上人更好。
So people think power is good. I want to pursue the power. I want to become a man above all men.
但是耶稣的教训把这些全部颠覆了。
But Jesus' teaching actually turned people's this type of system upside down.
耶稣的门徒有一次彼此争论谁为大。
And one time, Jesus' disciple argued with each other, who would be the biggest, the highest.
结果耶稣却对他们说，人要愿意做首先的，他首先要做末后的，要做众人的仆人。
But Jesus called them and teaching them, be the first, it should be the last. It want to be the master, be slave.
人们说，哎呀，我奋斗，我努力，我要做人上人。但是耶稣却说，你要做服侍别人的人，你要做比别人更卑微的人。
And the earthly view is I'm work, I pursue, I work very hard, I want to become a man above all men. But Jesus said, you want to become a servant, to serve all the people.
耶稣把人们的一些 这种高低的观念全部颠倒过来了。
So Jesus' teaching actually turned this people's view of what kind of people is honorable, what kind of people is not that honorable, and turned those systems upside down.
那么耶稣把人的福祸观也全部颠覆了。
And Jesus also turned people's view of what is the blessing, what is the woe, upside down as well.
那么耶稣说，贫穷的人有福。
And Jesus says,Blessed are those poor.
饥饿的人有福。
And blessed are those are hungry.
哀哭痛苦的人有福。
And you are mourn and weep.
啊，就是被人家恨恶，被人家逼迫，被人家藐视，这样的人你们有福了。
And if you're despised, if you're oppressed, you're hated by people, and you're blessed.
然后耶稣说什么样的人有祸了呢？
And then Jesus said, woe to what kind of people?
富有有钱的人有祸了。
And they said, "Oh, you are rich."
啊，耶稣说，有钱的人要进神的国，那比骆驼过针眼还要难。
And Jesus said, "The rich people into the kingdom of God is even difficult than a camel goes through the needle of a gate."
耶稣说，那些饱足的人，那些就是拥有很多的人，有祸了。
And Jesus also, "Oh, to you, a hungry, a fool."
啊，耶稣说那些。嬉笑的人有祸了。
And it's all to your laugh now.
今天有很多时候人很喜欢去嘲笑别人。
And today, a lot of people laugh at other people.
有些人就嘲笑别人，哎呀，他是个痴呆呀。
And some people can laugh at other people that those are idiots.
有人嘲笑别人，哎呀，他的那个地方是一个很糟糕、很烂的地方。
They can laugh at people that those people live is a very terrible place.
这样的人有祸了。
And Jesus said, "Woe to you who laugh."
然后耶稣说，当别人都说你好的时候，你有祸了。
And then Jesus said, "Woe to you when all the men speak good of you."
所以我们看耶稣讲的这句话，他把人的观念全部颠覆了。
So we can see when Jesus speak out those teachings and he actually turned people's usual belief upside down.
我们今天看到一个非常富有的人，我说，哎呀，上帝真是喜欢他，上帝给他好多钱哦。
The earthly view is that when we look at rich people, we say that, wow, God really blessed him, gave him a lot of money.
啊，我们今天看到那些一无所缺，就是非常成功的人，我们就说哇，一定是神给他，一定神帮助他。
Today we look at a person very successful and lack of nothing. We said that it must be a favor of God and God help him a lot.
我们看到那些贫穷的人，那些活在这个痛苦当中的人，我们说哎呀，上帝把这些人丢弃了。
And we look at people in the poor, in the poverty, in the despairs. We think, well, God forsake them.
上帝没有拣选这些。
And God didn't choose them.
这是我们今天很多时候我们的观念。
That's today's earthly view.
我们说，哎呀，我们都信耶稣，啊，我们就富有了，我们就强大。
Then we preach the gospel. If we all believe in Jesus Christ, we'll become rich and we'll become powerful.
我们知道这个全世界，第一个或者不是第一就是第二成为基督教国家的是哪个国家？
You know what's the first or if not first, the second become a Christian country, which one?
不是罗马帝国，埃塞俄比亚。
It's a Ethiopia.
就是那个埃塞俄比亚的那个太监，不是腓力给他传福音吗？他回去给他们的女王传福音，哎，他们全国就认罪悔改了。
Do you remember in the Acts that Philip?Preached the gospel to Ethiopia eunuch, and he went back and preached to their king, and the queen believed, and the whole country believed.
一直到今天，他们的基督徒比率非常的高，在埃塞俄比亚。
Even up to today, that country, the Christian, the ratio of Christian actions in the population is very high.
它不是第一个成为就是基督教国家，就是第二个。那么另外一个，我不太确定，但是。也是一个非洲一个在今天看一个很穷的国家。
And so I'm not sure it's the first or second, but anyway, if not first, just second, Ethiopia is in a sense it's become a Christian country, But today Ethiopia actually is a very poor country in the African continent.
我们都知道全世界最大的穆斯林国家是哪个国家？
You know, which is the biggest Muslim country in the world?
印尼。
It's Indonesia.
但是印尼每个礼拜日，每个主日去到基督教会的基督徒的比例，比纽约市要高很多很多。
But Indonesia, every Sunday that people go to the Christian church to worship, that ratio actually in the population is much higher than in New York.
而且超过很多很多我们今天所认为的，好像是基督教国家或者是基督教文明国家。
Actually, this ratio actually surpasses a lot of many today we so-called Christian civilization type of country.
印尼。 全世界最大的穆斯林国家，在那里做一个基督徒，要面临很多很多的逼迫的。Indonesia,
and it's a mixed Muslim country. Actually, that there become a Christian, you might have a lot of persecution comes.
我们知道现在这段时间，印尼又在排斥华人，对不对？
And we know that this recently that Indonesia, there's still kind of things try to drive out of Chinese.
那么在印尼的很多华人他们是基督徒。
And in Indonesia, a lot of Chinese actually they are Christian.
他们就在这样的一个国家，他们主日去到教会。
And in such a country, and they come to church on a Sunday.
在整个这样的国家，他们比例虽然很低，但是依然比今天很多很多我们认为是基督教文明的国家要高很多。
In such a country, even they are very small population, but the ratio they come to the church today is still much higher than a lot of the country we called under the influence of a Christian civilization.
所以很多的时候，我们已经是基督徒，但是我们的价值观、我们的福祸观，我们的这种还有什么观？刚才提到。 尊卑观，我们没有被耶稣的话颠覆掉。So
today we call ourselves a Christian, but a lot of times our system of value, our system of prosperity, our system of honorable and not honorable, not being turned upside down by Jesus Christ.
但是我们看耶稣说的话，他确实把人的这些观念全部颠覆，也就是说这些属地的观念全部颠覆了。为什么？因为他讲的是属天的事。
But if we examine what Jesus teaches, his word truly turns this earthly view of all those things upside down. Why is that? Because what he teaches, it teaches the earth heavenly thing.
人不接受耶稣讲的这些话，不领受。
And people don't accept that what Jesus teaches. Do not receive.
这就是约翰福音3:32说，他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
And that's just what like 3:32 we just read said. And he testified what he saw, but no one received what he testifies.
当耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主，又侍奉神，又侍奉金钱的时候，法律在那嘲笑耶稣。
And when Jesus said one person cannot serve two God, one serve God and serve money again, Pharisees actually laughed at him.
那么圣经告诉我们，为什么法利赛人嘲笑耶稣呢？因为法利赛人是贪爱金钱。
And the Bible teaches why the Pharisees laughed at Jesus, because they love money.
这很显然，法利赛人可能是圣经知识最多的，在那个时代的人。
And it's obviously Pharisees probably is the people at that generation time, they have the most knowledge of God, right?
我们在今天早上的成人主义学，我们就谈到了，我们不要把知识当做信仰，完全两回事情。
And today in the Sunday school, we talk about this. Do not treat knowledge, mix up the knowledge with faith. That's a different thing.
今天很多很多人对圣经的知识非常的多，对那些神学教义非常的清楚。
Today there's a lot of people have a lot of knowledge of the Bible and have a lot of knowledge of theology.
但他们不一定有信心。
But they don't necessarily have the faith.
啊，今天有些人虽然哎呀不知道很多啊圣经知识，不知道很多什么这个神学那个神学，哎，但他们有真实的信心。
And there are also people they may not have a lot of knowledge even about the Bible, and of course not a lot of knowledge about theology, but they do have a true faith.
文士法利赛人就是前者，他们虽然教导别人圣经的人，但是他们心里呢却不信神。
And the Pharisees and scribes is like the former, and they have a knowledge. They actually teach people about this, but they don't have belief in their heart.
他们如果真的信神的话，他们当然看重神的话，看重神远远的超过经典的。
If they truly believe in God, obviously they will look at the word of God much more than the money.
但法利赛人不是这样。
But they are not like this.
所以他们的知识不是他们的信心。
So their knowledge is not their faith.
所以我们这其实也告诉我们今天的基督徒，我们不要做一个知识上头脑中的基督徒，没有用。
So this also teaches us, today's Christian, we are not want to become a Christian of a knowledge in our head.
我们虽然有很多属天的知识，但是我们还是一个属地的人。
We could have a lot of heavenly knowledge, of a heavenly knowledge, but we're still a person of earthly being.
然后我们也看到那个，少年官，也是这样。
And we also in the Bible we see this young ruler.
他非常富有。
And he's very rich.
他也希望能够得到永生。
And he also want to have the eternal life.
所以他来见主耶稣基督。
So he come to Jesus.
结果，耶稣说，你把你所拥有的这些财富，你分给穷人，你就有财宝在天上。
And then Jesus tell him, and said, just give all you have, give it to the poor, and you will have lay up the treasure at heaven.
但是这个年轻人就悠悠愁愁的走了。
And then this young ruler went.Away, with Solomon.
他不接受耶稣说的话。
Because he cannot receive what Jesus told him.
原来他是个属地的人。
Because he is of earth.
我们今天唱那个圣弗朗西斯写的那个祷告词的那首歌。
And today we sing a hymn that which is Saint Francis's prayer.
圣弗朗西斯啊，他以前就是这个少年官。
And Saint Francis, actually, he is like this young ruler.
他出生在一个非常富有的家庭，然后年轻的时候做了很多荒唐事。
And he was born in a very rich family, and he is kind to do all kind of crazy things. And when he is at his youth,
当他真正认罪悔改成为基督徒之后，他把这一切都抛弃了。
When he confessed his sin, repented, and became a Christian, and he gave up all those things.
然后，他的神学思想哈，人家就总结一个词，就是圣贫，神圣的圣，贫穷的贫。
And so some people summarize his theology in two words, is the holy poor.
因为他我要做一个贫穷的人，因为耶稣说贫穷的人有福。
Because he said I will become a poor person because Jesus said, blessed are those poor.
然后他每天就是一个讨饭的碗，一根棍子就到处流浪，然后还有一些人跟从他。
And he actually just every day he goes with a bowl and with a stick and then go around and a lot of people follow him as well.
然后他的一些跟从他人就说：“你这为什么什么都没有呢？就是一个讨饭的碗，一个棍子。
”And the people follow him said, "Why you don't have anything else except just one bowl and one stick?"
然后他说：“如果我拥有的东西太多啊，我就总想着保护我自己。”
And he said, "If I own too many things, I always try to protect myself."
我总想，哎呀，别人要把我这个东西要抢走。
And I would be worried about some people take away my things.
但是我没有这些东西，我很自由，没有人会来抢我的。
So if I don't have all those things, I'm very free. No one can, no one try to take anything from me.
然后。我很喜乐，我很自由。
And then I'm full with joy, and I'm full with freedom.
啊，不是，我们都知道，这段时间很多人对这个局势哈有点担心哈，就是不知道这个大选啊怎么样会闹成什么样子。我们也看到很多地方在啊各种这个游行啊，甚至有暴力出来啊。
And today, of course, in this country, we hear a lot of worries about the situation, income election. There's a lot of protest, pray, and sometimes could be violent things comes out.
后来，当然我不是特别担心。一方面，我相信神啊，神保守。
Of course, I'm not that worried. For one reason is I believe in God. God protects.
然后，我也。告诉我的妻子，我说，哎呀，如果要乱起来啊，有人要抢东西啊，也是抢那些有钱人。
And I also told my wife, even if got the disaster, or got a riot, probably will be those rich family got robbed.
当然我说这个话，当然大家听起来就哎呦好自私啊，这个心不好就这样。
Of course, when you hear what I said, this probably you think I'm very selfish and very evil will.
但是真的你看这个世界上有时候真的拥有东西少的人他可能还幸福一点。
And, but that's probably is true in this world. You owe less, probably is happier.
当然感谢神了，我们今天在北美这片土地上，在美国这个国家，事实上我们哪怕是按照美国的定义好像是不太有钱，但是神的供应已经非常丰富了，就是我们所需用的真的没有缺乏。
But of course, I'll be honest, today for those of us who live in the North America, especially in the United States of America, and even according to here the standard, you're not that people with money, not that rich, but God's provision is still very much abundant. You don't lack what you need to eat and for food and for closing using stuff.
我们刚才看到耶稣是从天上来，他讲天上的事，那么属地的人呢不接受。
And so we mentioned that Jesus sent from above and speak of the things above, but actually people do not receive it.
而那些接受的人呢，耶稣神给他们盖上印，这些人就属神了。
And for those who receive it and God sealed them, or Jesus testified them, and they are of God.
然后这就是说，耶稣所说的，约翰福音十章二十七到三十节，耶稣说：“我的羊听我的声音。”
And that's what the seal means. Like Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice."
耶稣说：“我又把永生赐给我的羊。”
And Jesus said, "I gave them my sheep eternal life."
然后耶稣说：“我的羊永远不会失落的。”永远不会被抢走的。
He said, "They, which means my sheep, which shall never perish."
那么，什么样的人就领受耶稣说的那些话呢
？So what kind of people actually received what Jesus teaches?
属耶稣的人。
And those are of Christ.
耶稣从天上来的。
And he come from above.
所以就是那些。被圣灵所重生的人，他们已经不是从这个地上来的了。
So basically, are those are born of the Holy Spirit. They are no longer from the earth.
他们也是从天上来的。
They all come from heaven.
所以圣经说到那些神所喜悦的有信心的人，他们盼望回家，他们的家在哪里呢
？And so in the Bible, we talk about those people that pleased God and they looking forward to go back to home. So where is their home?
圣经说这些人他们的家在天上。
And the Bible said those people they have their home is at home heaven.
所以这里用家哈，这不是用就是他们的目标，这是用他们的家，也就是说他们是从那里来的。
So pay attention to the term. He didn't say they are looking for a goal or target, but using a term of home. Home means they come from there.
然后他们盼望回去。
And they desire for return to the home.
他们看自己在这个地上是一个短暂的旅程。
And they look at the life on earth is a temporary journey.
然后世人看见这些人在这个地上好像也没有得到什么呀，所以在希伯来书十一章 十三节说这些人在这个世上死了都没有得到那些所应许。
And but the world look at those people, they figure out they seem they didn't gain anything when they are on earth. So the book of Hebrews chapter 11 said they dead, but they haven't received the promise yet.
但是这些人却很欢喜，因为他们知道他们的家在永恒，在天上。
But the Bible said they come to death with joy because they know their home is at home.
啊，所以神说，神被称为他们的神，就这样的一些人的神，神并不以为耻。
And then it's God said, God is called God, their God. God is not ashamed.
这也就是说，神说这些人是属我的，我也是属这些人的。
Basically, God is not ashamed means God said those people belong to me, and I of them.
如果我们从我们今天所读的约翰福音三章的经文看，就这些人盖了印的，上帝给他们盖了印的，这是我的人。
So just from the turn to the book of John we just read, God basically said those people is of me and I have put a seal on them.
然后圣经说那些属地的人呢，他们的结局是沉沦，他们的神就他们自己的祝福。
And for those of earth, and the Bible said.Their end is a destruction, and their gods is their belly.
专以地方的思维念。
Because who set their mind on earthly things?
吃什么？喝什么？穿什么
？What to eat? What to drink? What to wear?
地上的享受。
And earthly enjoyment.
地上的荣耀。
Earthly glory.
哇，这个地上的欲望。
Earthly desire.
转移地上的思维
and set up their mind on earthly things.
然后圣经却说，我们这些信靠耶稣的人，我们却是天上的国民。
But the Bible said, for those of us who trust in Jesus, we are the citizens of heaven.
然后哥罗西书更是告诉我们，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And the book of Colossians teaches us, set your mind on above things, things above, not on the things on earth.
今天很多人来到教会或者来读神的话读圣经。
Today, a lot of people come to church and come to read the Bible.
啊，他们可能有些人是想，哎呀，人家都说圣经是智慧书，有智慧的书，所以我从圣经当中找到哪些话可以帮助我，可以更快的赚到钱，教我怎么理财呀，怎么赚钱呢？
And they may come to the Bible with this mind. The people said the book of the Bible is a book of wisdom. So I come to the Bible to see if I can gain some wisdom to help me to earn money.
然后今天甚至有些教会那开这个投资培训班，哎，你怎样投资啊？哎，怎样管理你的钱呢？
And
回报率高一点。
Some church even have that training class set up, basically teaching people how to invest to gain a good return.
还有人看圣经啊，都是圣经啊，智慧书。那我看圣经啊，我怎样可以管理好我的生活啊，管理好我的家庭，管理好我的孩子
？And someone come to the Bible think, oh.Bible is the book of wisdom, so I want to find the wisdom so I can good manage my life, manage my family, manage my kids.
当这样的想法没有问题哈。
Of course, this not necessarily have a problem.
但是当你真正的读圣经，真正思想神的话的话，你就不能总停留在这个想法上面了，你就开始要想天上的事情了。
But when you truly come to the Word of God, you understand the Word of God, then you do not stay in this type of thinking all the time.You start to think the things of above.
我知道有一个牧师跟他孩子的对话哈，他孩子很喜欢打游戏。
And I know there's a dialogue between my pastor and his son, and his son liked to play a video game.
然后呢，这个牧师呢，当然从小带他孩子去教会，然后他孩子也受洗，然后他的小孩也认为自己是基督徒。
Of course, this pastor, you know, from the kid, he brought his children to church from the youth and he was baptized, and the kid also think himself a Christian.
然后有一天，这个牧师就对孩子说：“就说你想一下，天堂是怎样？你想不想去天堂？”
And then one day the pastor talked to his kids and said, "Imagine what the heaven looks like. Are you willing? You want to go to heaven?"
这个孩子边打游戏边看《亚当福音》，这个、孩子说：“哎呀，天堂可能有更好的游戏机吧。”
And the kids actually played a video game. Why? Look at his father. He said, "Well, heaven might have a better video game."
更好的一个显示器。
And maybe a better monitor.
后来这个牧师都还说天堂没有这些。
And the pastor said, "No, heaven doesn't have all those."
然后这个孩子头都不抬，哎，那我不要去。
And then the kids basically even didn't lift his hand. He said, "Oh, if that's the case, I don't want to go."
天，我们今天很多时候我们对天堂的想象，我们是想象一个更美的世界。
And today, a lot of times, our imagine of a heaven is the imagine heaven as a better earth.
啊，在天堂里面，我吃的更好一点，我穿的更好一点，我住的更好一点。
I can live a better, eat better, and wear better.
啊，我的妻子更顺服一点，我的孩子更听话一点。
My wife is more submissive, and my children are more obedient.
啊，所以我们全家要去教会。这样的话，我们可以吃得更好一点，穿得更好一点，妻子更顺服一点，孩子更听话一点。
That's why our whole family they go to church, so my wife will be more submissive, and my children will be more obedient.
天堂不是这样。
And heaven is not like this.
所以，很多时候我真的是。很忧虑
So truly, a lot of times I'm very worried.
耶稣基督说，我们信靠他的人，舍己，背上自己十字架，跟从他，爱他超过一切。
And Jesus teaches us that for those of us who trust Him, we should deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Him, love Him beyond anything else.
但是很多的时候，我也看到，那我们信耶稣。啊，我们来聚会，我们来服侍，然后最终我想的还是，哎呀，我的家要好一点，我的妻子要好一点，我的孩子要好一点啊，我的日子要好一点，又回到这上面了。
But we come to believe in Jesus, come to church, and even serve at the church, and go everything. But in the end, they still return to I have a better family, a wife is more submissive, and the kids are more obedient, and they go back to the ground zero.
所以圣经让我们想上面的事，上面的事跟地上的事不一样，一点都不一样。
So Bible wants us to set our mind on the things above. There are things actually completely different from the things on earth.
啊，耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主，然后法利赛人嘲笑他。后面耶稣又讲了一句话。
When Jesus said one person cannot serve two masters, and the Pharisees laughed at him, but Jesus actually followed up with another word.
耶稣说，啊，人看为尊贵的，神看为羞耻。
And Jesus said that people think it's honorable, and God in God's sight, it's a shame.
所以这句话其实我们去思想，哦，就是法利赛人他们看着很宝贵的东西。天国里面看这些东西没有价值。
So basically, that teaching also says, when in an earth looks at the very precious, very honorable things, it does not have a value in heaven.
所以我们今天啊，我们愿意从约翰福音三章的经文，让我们回到最起点、最基本，让我们看耶稣是从上头来。
So today is the scripture we just read, and let's go back to the very fundamental. And Jesus is come from above.
耶稣讲的是天上的事。
And he teaches the things above.
有些人从地上来的。
And people come from earth.
他讲地上的事。
And they speak of the earth.
但是世人呢，拒绝耶稣。
But world reject Jesus.
世人欢迎那些讲地上事。
And the people receive or welcomes the people speak of earth.
但是有很少很少人他接受耶稣。
there are very few people they actually receive Jesus.
上帝就给他们盖上印，就说这些人是属神的。
And God put a seal on them, said those people are of God.
这些人有永生。
And those people have eternal life.
而那些不接受耶稣的人
，And those are not receiving Jesus.
或者自己认为自己接受耶稣，但是仍然是个属地的人，他们没有永生。
Or if he think himself mistaken, think he is of Jesus, but he is still of the earth, and those people do not have the everlasting life.
但是更加可怕的是，神的震怒藏在他身上。
But the more terrifying is that God's wrath will be abiding on him.
有时候我看这句话，我思考半天，因为我看今天这个世界上很多不信耶稣的人，很多属地的人，他们日子过得很好啊。
And when I look at this passage, and I was thinking today.If you look on earth, there's a lot of people who do not believe in Jesus. They are off the earth, and their life seems pretty good.
哪里看到神的震怒临到他呢
？And where is the wrath of God abides on him?
就像那个加州大火，真正有钱人的家都没有被烧啊，因为他们请私人的这个消防公司来啊。
If look at the California fire, and the true rich guy's house are not burned because they have ability to ask like a private firefighter to help them.
很多穷人的房子烧掉了。
And a lot of people, poor people, their house will be destroyed.
很多贫穷的人房子烧掉了，饥饿的人房子烧掉了，这种被藐视、被逼迫的人，他们的房子烧掉了。
And the people in the poor, in the oppressed, those people, the house will be destroyed.
那上帝的震怒到底临到谁呢
？So where's the wrath of God abides on who？
上帝不是说这些贫穷的人有福了吗？怎么房子烧了呢
？And is God says the poor, blessed are the poor, and how their house being burned？
上帝不是说富有的人有活了吗？但他们的房子没有烧啊。
Is God said all to those rich, but their house are not burned？
为什么说神的震怒临到那些属地的人，临到那些不信神？为什么呢？上帝震怒在哪里呢
？Why said the wrath of God abides on him and on those who are of the earth? Where is the wrath of God？
啊，我以前看到有一句话哈、啊，就说那些假教师啊，就是上帝给那些不信的人的惩罚。
And before I have a saying, I read a saying. He said those false teaching or false teacher are actually the punishment of, that God gave to those who do not believe.
约翰，使徒约翰谈到两种人，一种一个是耶稣从上头来讲属天的事。
And John the Baptist. John the Baptist talk about two kind of people.One is Jesus come from heaven, talk about the heavenly things.
那么后来当然耶稣的门徒也是这样了，也是讲天上的事，不讲地上的事了。
Of course, later on, his disciple is like Jesus. They start to talk about things above, not things on earth.
但还有一些人呢，他们从地上来讲地上的事。
And another group of people, they talk, come from the earth and talk about things of the earth.
然后这讲地上事的人就是假教师。
And those who teach.Earthly thing, they are the false teacher, false prophet.
因为他们越来越让人越来越看这个地，越来越思想这个地，越来越远离天，越来越不要想天上的事，越来越对天上的事没兴趣。
Because what we do is let people more and more focus on earthly things, less and less interest in the things above.
然后我看的那句话，那讲这句话的人就说，这是假教师，就是上帝给那些不信的人的惩罚。
And then I think about this saying that those false teaching is the punishment that God gave to those who do not believe.
这就是神的震怒临到他们。
And this is the wrath of God.
因为你喜欢这样的假教师，哎，有啊，大量提供啊。
Because you love this false teacher, yeah, there's abundant of that.
然后哇，你听得很开心，很高兴。但是神的愤怒越来越累积，神的愤怒越来越累积，结果你对属天的事，对属灵的事，对永恒，你越来越没兴趣，越来越没兴趣。
And happily you receive their teaching, and more you focus on their teaching, and the God, wrath of God actually accumulate. And the wrath of God is showing that, showing in your, in you, is that you have less and less interest in the heavenly things.
神的震怒 真的就临到这些人，但这些人觉得我很平安呐，我很开心呐。
And in that way, the wrath of God indeed abides on them. But people still think they are fine and very peace, in peace.
我们再回到我刚才举的那个例子，那些穷人，房子被烧掉的穷人。
And I'll go back to
that. 真的是上帝的愤怒临到他们吗？
And those people in the poor and their house is destroyed. Is that truly less of God abides on them?
还是那些很有钱的人，他请得起私人消防队的人，他的房子没有被烧，他们其实落在上帝更可怕的愤怒当中。
And all those people who are rich and they can have their afford the private firefighter, they actually accumulate even worse the wrath of God.
因为他们会越来越相信钱的力量，越来越相信钱的力量，他们越来越把自己当上帝，不信靠神。
The wrath of God is showing in those people is because they become more and more believe in the magic of money and the power of money and the less and less believe in God.
这样的人事实上是掉入真正可怕的黑暗中，这样的人真的是活在神的震怒当中。
Case people really, those people truly live in the even darker world, and they do have the rest of God.
前段时间我看到一个新闻哈，就是这个世界上有些非常有钱的人，甚至是贵族啊，甚至是皇族，跑到一个小岛上面做非常非常可怕的事情。
And we hear that news actually talk about this, a lot of famous rich people, even like from royal family. They come to island and do very terrible thing.
这些人可能觉得，哎呀，我有权有势啊，哇，你看我可以做这些啊。
And those people may think I have power, I have the money, and I can do whatever I want. Things like that.
我看到这个新闻，我心里真的替这些人害怕呀。上帝看到他们在那个岛上所做的，上帝该是多么的愤怒啊！
And when I look at this news, I was kind of really terrified for them. God looked down, look at what they did on this island, how much the wrath of God will accumulate upon them.
这是多么可怕，上帝的震怒临到他们，他们落在那样的罪当中。
And they fall in such a sin, and you can see that's how terrified this is the wrath of God.
我那个时候我心里向上帝感恩，我说感谢神没有让我那么有钱。
And at that time, I kind of thank God and praise God that I'm not as rich as them.
让我身边都是弟兄姊妹，都是基督徒。
And he surrounded me with brothers and sisters and Christians.
没有那些所谓的有钱人给我一个机票让我到那里去。
And there's so-called rich people gave me a free ticket, fly me to there.
什么样的人活在上帝的震怒当中？
What kind of people live in the wrath of God?
不是那些失去房子的人，不是那些饥饿的人，不是那些贫穷的人。
It's not those who lost their house, not those people in poor and lost in hungry.
是那些爱世界、爱钱、越来越爱、越来越属于这个世界的人。
And are those people that who love this world, love the money, the more and the love the earthly things? Those people are have the wrath of God.
无数的假教师起来。 满足他们这个属地的需要。
And there's so many false teaching, and a false teacher comes out and to satisfy their desire.
这些人活在上帝的正道。
And that is the thing that we're talking about. People live in the wrath of God.
愿神的话能够让我们能够警醒。
May word God can keep us awake.
让我们能够从神的话中真正的来认识从天上来的耶稣。
May God, word of God can help us to truly to know this Jesus who is come from above.
也去领受耶稣说的那些属天的事情。
And so that we can receive that what Jesus said about things above.
愿神也给我们盖上印，让我们不要落到上帝的愤怒当中。
May the Lord can seal us so we'll never fall the wrath of God.
来，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你从万民当中，你呼召，你拣选了我。
Thank you, called us from all the people.
感谢圣灵借着神的道，让我们能够重生。
Thank Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, gave us the rebirth.
让我们成为从圣灵生的人，新造的人。
So we were a new creation, born of the Holy Spirit.
让我们不再是一个从血气生的人，属地的人。
So we're no longer born of a flesh and of the world.
那很多的时候，我们身上还有很多很多啊，这种属地的老旧生命的印记在我们身上。
Many times in our life, we have the mark of earthly life and out of our flesh.
啊，愿圣灵光照我们，愿圣灵带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit shine a light upon us and lead us.
让我们常常注目在主耶稣基督身上。
So we can often focus our attention on Jesus.
耶稣基督道成肉身的上帝来到地上做我们的榜样。
And Jesus, word of God, become a flesh, come to this world, set an example for us.
当我们来思想什么样的人才是属天的人，什么样的人才是属灵的人呢？
When we ponder what kind of people is of the heaven, what kind of people is of the spirit,
让我们的思想集中在主耶稣基督身上。
Let's focus on Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是这样的人。
And Jesus Christ is the one.
愿圣灵让我们里面主耶稣基督的生命能够成长，能够长大。
May Holy Spirit and let us the life of Christ in us be grow.
让我们啊不要被世界的谎言所迷惑，最终落入神的震怒当中。
Let us not fall the false teaching of the world and fall into the rest of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.